This is DW News, and these are our top stories. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has called for answers from Moscow over the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Tests in Berlin, where Mr. Navalny is being treated, found that he was poisoned with the chemical nerve agent Novichok. The Chancellor has described the attack as an attempted murder. The trial has opened in Paris of 14 people accused of aiding the 2015 terror attack on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo and targets and other targets, including a Jewish supermarket. 17 people died in the Islamist assault before the killers were shot dead by police. The magazine was targeted because it published cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. British actor Tilda Swinton has received a Golden Lion Lifetime Achievement Award on the opening night of the Venice Film Festival. It's the industry's first major festival to be held since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, and strict safety measures are in place. This is DW News from Berlin. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, or visit our website, dw.com.
German doctors treating Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny say without a doubt he was poisoned with a form of the Soviet-era nerve agent Novichok. German Chancellor Angela Merkel today called it attempted murder, a crime to silence dissent. Germany, the European Union, the UK and the US are all demanding an explanation from Moscow. Tonight, a no-doubt diagnosis from the West with doubtful consequences for the Russia of Vladimir Putin. I'm Brent Goff in Berlin. This is The Day.
Alexei Navalny was the victim of an attack with a chemical nerve agent of the Novichok group.
This makes it all the more urgent that those responsible in Russia be identified and brought to justice.
Very serious questions have come up, which only the Russian government can and must answer.
It's now up to Russia to prove it isn't a dictatorship and that it respects democratic values.
The crime against Alexei Navalny is contrary to the values and fundamental rights we defend.
Also coming up, he was responsible for the execution of thousands in Cambodia's brutal Khmer Rouge regime. Today, Comrade Doik died in prison. Tonight, the role that he played in what became known as the killing fields.
I would like to acknowledge my legal responsibility for all the crimes that happened at S21.
To our viewers on PBS in the United States and all around the world, welcome. We begin the day with the dire medical diagnosis of one man and possible severe side effects for Russia and its relations with the West. Today, Germany confirmed that the prominent Kremlin critic, Alexei Navalny, was poisoned with a form of the nerve agent Novichok. Almost 2 weeks ago, Navalny suddenly became ill in Siberia. He was flown to Berlin for treatment and remains in intensive care. Now, the name Novichok we've heard before. It was used 2 years ago in England to poison former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. The British government blamed Russia. In protest, more than 20 countries expelled more than 100 Russian diplomats, an unprecedented act at the time that apparently did little to stop the use of Novichok. Tonight, the German chancellor is demanding an explanation from Russia, and she is not alone. The European Union, the UK, and the United States are all calling on the Kremlin to deliver answers. Here's Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Alexei Navalny was the victim of an attack with a chemical nerve agent of the Novichok group. This poison could be identified unequivocally in tests. So it's clear that Alexei Navalny is the victim of a crime. He was supposed to be silenced, and I, together with the entire German government, condemn this in the strongest possible terms. The Russian ambassador was informed about the findings at the foreign ministry this afternoon. We expect the Russian government to explain its position on this case. Very serious questions have come up, which only the Russian government can and must answer.
All
right, that was the German chancellor there with very strong language for Angela Merkel. We have team coverage of today's developments. I'm joined by correspondent Kate Brady here in Berlin and Yuri Reshetto in Moscow. Good evening to you both. Kate, let me start with you. Strong words from the German chancellor. What proof do the Germans have that this was Novichok?
Well, the proof of this poisoning came from a special toxicology test that was carried out by a specific department of the German Bundeswehr, the German military, which focuses on chemical weapons and also the protection of civilians and the military against chemical weapons. And it's this test result, Angela Merkel says, that is proof that Alexei Navalny was indeed the victim of a crime and that the aim was indeed for him to be silenced.
And Yuri, we've got the German chancellor, along with other Western countries, now demanding answers from the Kremlin. What's the Kremlin saying?
Well, Brent, in contrast to the strong reactions abroad in the EU and from NATO, and especially from the German chancellor, we've heard the authorities here in Russia have so far been reluctant to comment on Navalny's poisoning. Dmitry Peskov, spokesperson of the Russian President Vladimir Putin, said that the Kremlin would be unable to give a proper response to Berlin's statement, which is in a way also a statement, I think. However, the Russian foreign ministry said that Berlin's statements are not based on any evidence, and the directions from the Russian parliament were expected. They called it a provocation dictated by political motives that could be organized by the United States to stop the gas project Nord Stream 2 between Russia and Germany.
The European Union and NATO, they've had to deal with similar cases before involving Novichok, for example, and Russia. Are there any clues from past experiences to help deal with this investigation?
Well, one of the first ports of call would, of course, be to slap some sanctions on specific targeted people in Russia, even on businesses or vessels, for example. But as I say, it really will depend on how Moscow decides to cooperate or not with Berlin and its other EU partners in the coming days. But as Yuri says, so far the response from Moscow has been rather hazy.
All right, DW's Kate Brady here in Berlin, Yuri Reshetto in Moscow. To both of you, thank you. Well, for Russia's opposition activists and politicians, the news from Germany today confirmed what they'd never doubted. I want you to take a look at what Leonid Volkov, a senior aide to Alexei Navalny, tweeted today. He writes, in 2020, poisoning Navalny with Novichok is exactly the same as leaving an autograph at a crime scene like this. And underneath there, what you see is a picture of the signature of Vladimir Putin. Well, my next guest is a political ally of Alexei Navalny. Vladimir Asherkov is executive manager of Navalny's nonprofit Anti-Corruption Foundation. The UK granted him political asylum in 2015 after Russia sought to extradite him on embezzlement charges. He joins me tonight from London. It's good to have you on the day this evening. I want to start by getting your response to what has happened today and Germany calling for Russia to explain itself.
Well, I'm shocked. The fact that a military-grade toxin was used to assassinate Navalny, who has emerged as the most prominent Russian opposition politician, squarely points at Russian security services and at Russian authorities as the people responsible for this incident.
Let me ask you, you are in the UK where the Skripals were attacked with Novichok in England about 2 years ago. Are you satisfied with how the UK and the West have responded?
Not at all. Right after Skripal's assassinations in 2018, Theresa May, the Prime Minister of the UK at that time, issued a very strong statement, but nothing really happened. The corrupt Russian money continued to come to the UK without any hindrance. The people who are close to Putin's regime, who can be considered wallets of Putin and his clique, continue to reside and visit Western capitals with no obstacles.
Well, Vladimir, when you say that, then why would anyone want to follow in Alexei Navalny's footsteps when they know that they could wind up in prison or maybe wind up being the victim of a poisoning attack?
Well, the people for whom freedom is very dear, who want to see Russia as a free and democratic country, who want to establish a political system that is reflective of what the Russian people think, of course, they will. They have assembled under the leadership of Alexei Navalny, and they will continue fighting. That has been the story of freedom fighters all over the world.
We know that the doctors here in Berlin who are treating Alexei Navalny, they say that he may not fully recover from this poisoning. What does that mean then for the opposition in Russia?
Over years, Alexei emerged as the most prominent opposition politician. But he is quite unique in Russia in that he has created a political organization, a media organization. And there are more than 100 people working full time in our various activities, and there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of supporters of what Alexei and our team has been doing. So I think the movement will continue, even though for now we feel great absence of Alexei. I hope that he recovers soon and he recovers fully and will be back at the forefront of this fight.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people who share that sentiment with you. If you look at the situation as it is now, it appears that the Russian Secret Service under Vladimir Putin can act and do what it wants with impunity. What does that mean for people like you who are living abroad? Do you feel that your life is safe, or that do you sometimes feel like your life is threatened?
Well, of course, we've seen throughout the last 15 years that Russian security services are capable of assassinations pretty much anywhere. At the same time, of course, I feel much safer now in London than I was feeling on the streets of Moscow, or as the recent events show, Alexei Navalny in Russian region. His assassination is not the first. It follows a string of attempts on lives of Russian political and civil activists, and some of them have ended tragically, like Boris Nemtsov's murder in 2015.
Vladimir Ashurkov joining us tonight from London. Vladimir, we appreciate your time and your insights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, still to come on the day, 5 years ago, the week that changed Europe, the story of a Syrian woman who survived the dangerous crossing to Europe in 2015 and then went back to help other refugees. The story's coming up in just a moment. A notorious killer in Cambodia's genocidal Khmer Rouge regime has died at the age of 77. Comrade Doik, as he was known, was head of security and oversaw the deaths of thousands after the communist guerrilla fighters seized power in 1975. The regime that Doik sought to transform Cambodia into a classless peasant society. Now, in the process, they killed an estimated 2 million people through starvation and execution in what became known as the killing fields. Before his death, Doik had been serving a life sentence for crimes against humanity.